But just a reminder of where we have been with Paul through Ephesians in recent weeks. Paul has been talking a lot about love. Paul has been talking about the choice we have to either follow the path of God, to be imitating God, or to be opening a door of opportunity to the devil. Last week, Paul was using the imagery of light and darkness to remind us of this, to say we should be people, or we are people of light. And not only should we not participate in darkness, we should shine light on the darkness to reveal it. And this week, as Paul is wrapping up this letter, he uses yet another image of how we are to live as followers of Christ. And here he moves really more in this idea of light versus dark, or good versus evil. He essentially says, today's passage, we all are fighting battles. And that's when he moves into talking about God's armor. Put on God's armor to get ready to fight these battles. But let me stop here first by saying and reminding you, Paul is talking about spiritual battles here. He says this, we're not fighting against human beings, we're fighting against the powers, the cosmic powers of darkness. It's a spiritual battle Paul is talking about. Unfortunately, passages like this one in Scripture have been misused far too often in the history of the church to support earthly battles and going to war and fighting against people. So just be clear, this is not what Paul is saying. The misuse and misunderstanding of such language has resulted in some of probably the lowest points of the history of the Christian church, the Crusades and Inquisitions and that sort of thing, where we think our battle is against other people. Paul says here clearly, this is a spiritual battle I'm talking about, against the powers of darkness and evil. And I might even suggest that battle begins in each of our hearts. So Paul says, when we're fighting this battle, we need to put on the armor of God. And let me just also mention, if you didn't notice, there are six pieces of armor that Paul mentions. Five of them are purely defensive. Yet again, a reminder, this is not about going out and slaying our enemies. And only one of these pieces of armor, the sword, has any offensive use. But we're going to get to that in a moment. And again, this is a metaphor, and I don't like to get too caught up in details of metaphors, but I think it is interesting to consider each of these pieces of armor that Paul suggests we should put on in this battle. He starts with the belt of truth. I don't know if you have noticed, if you've been here a number of weeks as we've been reading through Ephesians, almost every week, in every passage we have read, Paul has mentioned truth. As followers of Christ, be people of truth. Put on the belt of truth. Bind up everything you do in truth. I think this is all the more crucial today, here and now in our world, which is more and more and more, I fear, wrapped up with lies. Or making people not sure what is the truth. And it's bad enough when people, ordinary people, do it, when our leaders start making us question what is truth. That's really dangerous stuff. So Paul says, as followers of Christ, be people of truth. Whatever you say or write or communicate as followers of Christ, make sure before you say it or write it or communicate it, make sure it's true. This is also why in other places Scripture tells us as followers of Christ to avoid gossip and rumors and slander. Why? Partly because they're hurtful, but also gossip and rumors are usually not true, or we don't know if they're true. But let me tell you what I heard. Put on the belt of truth as followers of Christ, as a defense against darkness and evil. Be people of truth. Then Paul says, and then put on the breastplate of justice, of righteousness. Talking about this across the street earlier at the adult Sunday school class. Justice, righteousness. Be about equity and fairness to all people. Treat everyone as fellow children of God. And not just individually, make sure in your communities and your systems that you are part of, institutions, are all about justice, fairness, equity, righteousness. And notice Paul says this is a breastplate. It is justice and righteousness that cover our vital organs as followers of Christ, including the heart. Protect your love with the breastplate of justice. And he says, put on shoes of peace. He actually says, put on shoes so you can be bearers of the good news of peace. Shoes of peace, which say to me, everywhere you walk, everywhere you go, bring peace with you. Serenity and calm, the peace of Christ. In a world that's full of turmoil and chaos and division and tension and stress and anxiety, wherever you go, bring peace with you. Now, I'll bet, like me, you know of some people who bring the opposite wherever they go. I have some members of my family that thrive on every single thing as a crisis. And we're on vacation, and let's go out to dinner tonight as a family. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Okay, but where are we going to go? And who's going to call? And who's going to drive? And how are we going to get there? And everything suddenly becomes this big deal. And, you know people like that. And the anxiety level just goes up. They enter a room, and my anxiety just goes up. I think a few of you know people like that. Instead of that, in a world that's already full of anxiety and stress, Paul is saying, be people of peace wherever you go. Lower the anxiety level, perhaps. And then carry a shield of faith. Again, notice these defenses against the spiritual forces of evil. Faith, trust in God. Let that be your shield, your defense against the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, perhaps. The ups and the downs of life. Whatever life may throw your way, you have a shield of faith, of trust in God to protect you, whatever may happen. And put on a helmet of salvation. A helmet covering the mind. Whatever you may be thinking about, start with the acknowledgement of your own salvation. Again, part of faith and trust. Christ has come to save even me, even you. We are saved. Knowing that, no matter what you're thinking about, no matter what your perspective on the world in your mind, start with salvation as your starting point. How might we think differently about other people, about situations, if we started always with the thought, Christ has come, I am saved. And we get to the sixth piece of this armor, which is the sword of the Spirit of the Word of God. And it's interesting that the Word of God is referenced as a sword in other places in Scripture. I was just reading Psalm 149 the other morning. It talks about the double-edged sword of God's Word. And yet even this one offensive weapon in this list is one to be used carefully. I mean, I don't know much about swordplay and swordsmanship and fencing and all that, but I've never seen an expert with a sword walking around all the time doing this. I have seen a lot of Christians who walk around using the Bible like that. But even with a sword, the sword of the Spirit, one, notice Paul puts it at the end of this list, as if when all else fails, when your other defenses you feel are failing you, then you still have the Word of God to rely on. But also, most people who carry swords, at least in the movies and things that I've seen, keep them sheathed most of the time. You know, the cool people on their back, but everyone else, you know, on the side. So you're protected. The Word of God can be a dangerous thing, so keep it protected most of the time. Don't use it to cut people up and divide people. But you've got it. We've got it as a defense against the forces of evil. Again, a spiritual battle. And one last piece of evidence that Paul is serious about this being a spiritual battle is how he ends this passage. He says that even as you're putting on the armor of God, do everything prayerfully. He ends with a reminder about prayer, maybe the greatest tool we have in this battle, prayer. Be praying for everyone, Paul says. This is Paul who also says elsewhere, pray without ceasing. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you may feel you are defending against, no matter what you are celebrating, what you are mourning or anxious about, in all things, Paul says, you have prayer. Do it prayerfully. Even when you're putting on this armor of God, metaphorically, do it prayerfully. All done with prayer. This is what sets us apart from the earthly military battles. Our weapons, our defenses are truth and justice and peace and faith and salvation and the Spirit of the Word of God and prayer. And let me finish by just reminding you what I think Paul is ultimately reminding us of. In the battles of this life, the spiritual battles that we all fight, we know who's going to win. And as Paul reminds us today, we also know how. Amen.